After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness. From ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwan's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. It's Mark Menard here. And as always, we have a phenomenal show coming at you. I have been pumped up. Like this has been phenomenal to see this vision continuing to manifest over the years, starting with a show in my car, to millions and millions and millions of downloads, thanks to all of you. Please keep sharing the word. Please keep coming on there and giving your comments and your ratings on iTunes. That keeps moving us up the ranks. And what's been awesome is with my all-new studio, you're seeing the video shows, the on-camera, and that's taking it to a whole other level, whether it's me or I'm bringing in guests like my man Eric Thomas, E.T. that was just on, and his mom, Mama T. That was a phenomenal double series right there. We have so much more to come, and we're even doing another surprise upgrade to the studio. So now you always have the option. You can listen to the audio on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found, or you can look right there, and you'll find always the bonus video. We add in some surprise edits to that, some awesome cuts. And for today, I'm talking about something that I've been doing at some live events, some keynotes all over the country. And this is a huge one. And I'm sharing this from all of you exclusively live from an event that I recently did when I talk on why imagination is your superpower. That's right. Time to use that imagination, how to use it, especially as you keep coming. Whether you're coming into the new year when you listen to this, if it's not, it doesn't matter. It's about using that imagination, how to use it as your superpower to keep making that dream a reality at whatever level that you're at in life. But I also talk about the B side of imagination. And as my man TD Jake says, if you use imagination the wrong way, worry is a misuse of your imagination. So we're going to go into both. I'm going to just let it roll right into this, right from me speaking from the live event. Here we go, everyone.
Just to start believing in your imagination again. Because for me as that kid, I was told, how many of us have been told that or think that that's for children? And deep down, your imagination's in you and it's screaming out like, don't give up on me. Your imagination is your superpower. But then there's a B side of that. Your imagination can also be your kryptonite. And you see, imagination is such a powerful thing. On the flip side of that, there's a great quote I've heard that said, worry is a misuse of your imagination. Any of us ever misuse our imagination worrying? Yeah, like a lot. Like hearing that voice, you can't do this. You're not good enough for that. And then you're up all night. And then you're starting to imagine the worst case scenario. And then the next thing you know, you've talked yourself out of doing whatever it is that your dream is. I'm talking about marriage. In my life, even in my marriage, I remember there was a time when my wife and I were separated. Way earlier, it was about 10 years ago. We were living separately, and I thought it was over. And I had finally accepted that. We had been through hell, and I was finally like, okay, I'm accepting it's over. And then all of a sudden she shows up, and she had gone to our church and talked to the counselor there and said, let's try just one more time going to counseling. And I remember, sometimes it's scary just to have hope again. And my imagination started going off thinking, what if you get back together and all this horrible stuff starts happening and you get your heart broken again? And so before I even started to rebuild it again, I was already imagining in my head the worst case scenario, and I was wanting to give up before I even started. And how many of us do that with our purpose? We give up because, let's be honest, a lot of the times it's so much easier not to have hope again. Because that means we don't have to fail. We don't have to step out there and risk failing. We don't have to step out there and risk having someone break our heart. But then we also miss, now you saw her today, 12 years later, our marriage is more powerful than ever. We made it work, it worked out. We have a foundation that's unbreakable now because we didn't give up, we stayed committed. And it was bigger than us. We had a why. We have our 5 children. What if I had let my imagination get the better of me? I would have given up before I ever even started. So I'm telling all of you here today that when you're continuing to go after whatever it is, because all of you that I've talked to, I've spoken at a lot of places, and I was just telling Bill earlier, you are all an amazing group. Like, there's so many different levels of intelligence here, and your hearts are all so pure and in the right spot. It's amazing. Some of the stuff everyone's been talking about, you all can be doing things that can be blowing me out of the water. I'm not joking with all of you. I love it. I love the variety. I love that there's younger people here wanting to learn. There's so much that you can do. But please, please, please don't use that B side of imagination that I'm talking about to allow you to start worrying. And it's gonna happen. It happens to all of us. It's that voice Bill talks about all the time. When it does, just be aware of it and let it go. Like, one of the greatest things I learned about letting go, one of the best analogies is when that little voice comes, when that worry comes, rather than even arguing with it, like this morning before I'm talking, you're not good enough to talk. Even though I've been doing these for a long time, you can't do a keynote, Mark. I like to be honest with everyone. I still go through it. Who are you to think anyone's going to care what you have to say? What if you screw up? And I used to sit there and argue with that voice and be like, I've done this, and I'm getting better at it. I just imagine like a helium balloon, and I'm just like, cool, Johnny. Filled it, you know, I just let it go. The thought comes, what if you just, sweet, boom. You can't do your dream. You can't. I'm not even going to continue to give it airplay. Just keep letting it go like little balloons of helium. Don't even think why. Don't overthink it. Because overthinking is when you use your imagination that leads to paralyzation. And that's the worst place. That leads to the land of dwelling, which brings you back to the land of mediocrity. And I've been there so many times. I'm up here talking as someone. I'm not up here saying that I haven't been through all that. I love talking about fear and doubt and going after your dreams because I've battled it my whole life. And I'm so happy to be honest with it to let all of you know that if I can do this absolutely 120%, I don't know if that's a mathematical term or not, Cindy, but 100% all of you can.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com. After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com.